The Jewish Cultural Center is extending an invitation to participate in a series of lunches and dinners with guest speakers discussing law and order. I'm speaking with Ann Treadwell to learn more about events and the focus for this summer's speaker series. Ann Treadwell is program director of the Jewish Cultural Center. And at the Jewish Cultural Center, there are events, there are displays. It's a community for everyone in the city, not just for those of the Jewish religion. You have a series of dinners where you have guest speakers come. This one, Law and Order, is pretty fascinating. So let's hear what's coming up soon.
Well, each summer, instead of doing an adult summer camp, we try to come up with a theme of information that we want to share within the community. And this year, it's Law and Order, Secular and Religious. We realize that with the turn of events internationally, that people are talking about what laws are in Islamic countries. How do those laws differ from the laws in the United States? And how do the laws in the United States differ from Jewish law? And if the United States is a Judeo-Christian society, where does that intersection take place with law and order? So we have several lunches and dinners coming up all through June and July. Everything is open to the public. We ask that people RSVP to 493-0270 just to make sure we have enough food. But the first one coming up, we have a former FBI agent coming. And one of the unique things about him is he was one of the first people who included and recruited minorities into the FBI. And with everything going on related to Ferguson and other things in the country, we thought this would be a really interesting conversation to have with him. We locally have the Family Justice Center and their director, Valerie Radue, coming for a luncheon on June 16th. We're doing a Jewish law panel. And Jewish law is interpreted differently by different parts of the faith, not unlike how law in the United States is interpreted differently by whoever the judge is. The Jewish law panel will take place on July 9th, and each of our three local rabbis, Rabbi Susan Tendler, who's a conservative rabbi, Rabbi Bill Tepper, who is a reform rabbi, and Rabbi Shoal Pearlstein, who is with Chabad of Chattanooga, will each give us their take on Jewish law and how today, culturally, here in the United States and here in Chattanooga, that affects us. And then we have the First Amendment dinner. And we are really pleased to announce that Morris Dees, the founder of the Southern Poverty Law Center, will be coming and talking to us on First Amendment issues and how he sees them. It's also special because this is the dinner where we honor our U.S. military veterans. And that will take place on July 14th. And then Police Chief Fletcher from Chattanooga will be kind of rounding out the American part of our series on July 21st at noon. And then on July 16th, we will be having a discussion about Jewish peoplehood. One of the things people may not realize is that outside of Israel, the Jewish faith is throughout every country in the world, and how those people interact with law and order and their religion.
Laws are often considered restrictions that people live under. It's very rarely permission to do something. It's usually limitations. You can't do this, or this is what's going to happen. Is that true also in Jewish law?
I probably am not the best person to speak about Jewish law, but I think of it a little differently. I think in terms of law, secular or religious, is that it creates the fence for our pasture, and that fence goes around all sorts of things, but that pasture is free and open for us to work within. In a democracy like the United States, it is very different. One of the things that was pointed out to us in the film The Get that we screened during the Jewish film series was that marriage laws in Israel, which is the only Jewish country in the world, are very different than those in the United States. marriage and divorce laws. Likewise, in Islamic countries, laws are very different than those laws in the United States because they are based on religious principles. So we're just beginning to have the conversation about how that interaction takes place and how in the U.S. democracy that we can be open-minded and considerate of both the religious laws that exist for diverse people, as well as making sure that everyone in the country is safe.
To participate in any of the luncheons or the dinners, you must pre-register or make a reservation because you do have amazing food there. I have to say I've attended one, and it is a pretty good meal. Not only will you need to make a reservation, but you'll need to make payment.
The best thing to do is to give us a call at 493-0270 to make a reservation for either the lunches or the dinners. They traditionally happen on Tuesdays and Thursdays during the summer. The other thing is that the First Amendment dinner is free to veterans because that's our way of saying thank you. And military veterans are very special to us. So we feel that it's important that they get to have that small token of our appreciation. Lunches always happen at noon. Dinners always happen at 6 p.m. During the summer, we hope to have everybody out and heading towards home by 8:30 at night, just, you know, so that it's safe for all drivers. You can also RSVP online by rsvp@jewishchattanooga.com. That's another way to get a hold of us.
And you're located on North Terrace?
We are at 5461 North Terrace Road here in Chattanooga, across I-24 from the Carmike Theater and next to the Church of the Nazarene.
You can learn more online about the Jewish Cultural Center and events at www.jewishchattanooga.com. For reservations, call 493-0270. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.